بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today this is our 10th session of what is expected to be 12 sessions. And today, inshallah, we're going to cover lessons 19 and 20 بإذن الله تعالى. Both of these lessons are relatively short, and both of them are related to one topic, that is the rules related to numbers. The numbers 1 and 2, as well as the numbers, the rules for the numbers from 3 to 10. There's a fair amount of vocabulary between the two lessons, especially in lesson 19. And other than that, the rules related to the numbers are basically all that both of these lessons deal with. The first lesson, 19, deals with the numbers with a masculine ma'adud. And the second lesson, 20, deals with the numbers, the rules for the numbers, with a feminine ma'adud. So the same rules are applicable, except that, as we'll see when we talk about the rules, we know that for 3 to 10, the number is opposite the thing being numbered or counted. The adad is opposite the ma'adud in terms of gender, in terms of tazkiya wa ta'anith, masculinity and femininity. Okay, so our regular format is that we're going to start with vocabulary review, oral translation from Arabic to English and English to Arabic, and then we go on to a quick review of the grammatical rules before we actually do the reading and translation of the selected text from each lesson. And finally, we'll do listening skills exercises and dictation skills exercises to complete one lesson, and the same thing we're going to do with the following lesson. So we're going to start with vocabulary review, yani the oral translation of English to Arabic and Arabic to English from the vocabulary of lesson 19. Keeping in mind that this is an oral translation, so there's no need to write anything and there's no need to look at the book. It's just a review so that everybody can know how well they have learned the vocabulary for a particular lesson. So, as I said, the vocabulary for lesson 19 is a fair amount of vocabulary. Lesson 20 is much less vocabulary, but in any case, we'll do the vocabulary one at a time, each lesson at a time. Lesson 19, we're going to start with oral review of the vocabulary. I want you to translate from Arabic to English. So, if you want to write on a piece of paper, yani the number from 1 through 20, and each time you get one right, you can put a check. If you missed it, then you put an X, just so you can keep track of how well you did by the end of this review. Otherwise, there's nothing. You don't need to write anything. All you need to do is translate orally. The first word, kullun, kaf, lam, with shadda, kullun. The meaning, in English, A-L-L, all. Okay, the next three words are derivatives of the word kullum with pronouns attached to them. We're going to go through it quickly. The second word, kulluhum. Again, kulluhum. The word kullu with the pronoun hum. The meaning, all of them. The next word, kullukum. The third word, kullukum. The word kullu with the pronoun kum, all of you, plural, masculine plural. The fourth word, kulluna, meaning all of us. So you should have recognized the pronouns on the end, hum and kum and na. All of these are plural pronouns. Okay, the fifth word, from Arabic to English, al-baladu. And the plural of al-baladu is bilad. The meaning of al-baladu, country. A country, the country or the land. The next word, number six, mukhtalifun. Mukhtalifun, with the letter kha, as in khaliq, or khalid, or khadija. Mukhtalifun. The meaning in English, different. The seventh word, al-hafilatu. Al-hafilatu, with the letter ha, as in halal and haram. Al-hafilatu. Al-hafilatu, in English, the bus. B-U-S. Number 8, min hum. The preposition min with the pronoun hum. Min hum. Meaning of them, or literally from them. The 9th word, urubba, with shadda on the ba, the fatha elongated by alif. Urubba. This is the Arabic word for Europe. The 10th word, yani this is a giveaway, in Arabic, Yugoslavia. Yugoslavia. Yani Yugoslavia. Okay, let's go now to the review of English to Arabic. I'm going to give you the English word, and I want you to give me the Arabic. The first word, thanks. T-H-A-N-K-S. Thanks. Yani when you say to somebody, thank you. In Arabic, shukran. Shukran, from shakara. The next word, day. Like a day of the week. Today. In Arabic, al-yawmu. Al-yawmu. And the plural of yawm in Arabic is, if you remember, the plural of yawm is ayyamun. Ayyamun. The third word, price. Price, like the cost of something. What is the price? P-R-I-C-E in Arabic. Athamanu. Athamanu. The next word, half. Like half of something. One half. H-A-L-F in Arabic. An-nisfu. With sod and fa. An-nisfu. The next word is, yani, the word in English, yani, it's equivalent to 1/10 of a rial. What is the word that is equivalent to 1/10 of a rial? This is a currency, a coin that's equal to, like a dime in America is 1/10 of a dollar. So 1/10 of a rial in Arabic is al-qirshu, with qaf, ra, and sheen. Al-qirshu. Its plural is kurush. The 6th word is the plural of old, O-L-D. The plural of old is kudama. Kudama, with alif maksura on the end, and it's the plural of the Arabic word qadim. The next word is arraqibu. Arraqibu. I'm sorry, that's the Arabic word. Okay, so, okay, the English for arraqibu, what is the translation of arraqibu? It means a passenger, one who is riding on a bus or a plane or a train. Arraqibu. And the plural of raqib in Arabic is rukab. Rukab. The 8th word, question. Yani, I want to ask a question. The word for the question in Arabic, as-su'alu. As-su'alu. And the answer is not from the vocabulary here, but in any case, we're going to put it in there. The answer is in Arabic, al-jawabu. That would make 9 words, and the 10th word will be pocket, like he has it in his pocket. In Arabic, pocket, al-jaybu, al-jaybu. Okay, this is the vocabulary for lesson number 19. After this, we want to just, before we read the selected text, want to quickly review some of the rules that are contained in this particular lesson related to the numbers from 1 through 10. As far as the numbers 1 and 2, the number comes as a naat, as a sifa. It comes as a naat, or as a sifa. Yani, as an adjective, following the thing being counted. The number comes after the thing being counted. And here, let me just note that there are two important words here in reference to this lesson. The adad, which is the number, and the ma'dud, which is the thing being numbered or counted. The number is called al-adad, and the thing being counted is the ma'dud. So the ma'dud comes first with the numbers 1 and 2. The thing being counted comes first, and then the number, the adad, follows it as an adjective. So you say, I want to say one book, so you say book. That's the ma'dud first. Kitabun wahidun. Feminine, sayyaratun wahidatun. And we'll see that in the next lesson. Yani, maktabun, one desk. Maktabun واحدٌ. So the number, the adad, comes after the ma'adud. Same thing with the number two. If we wanted to say two books, you say book first, the ma'adud, and then you bring the number, the adad, after it. كتابان اثنان. And we studied the dual words, مثنى, previously. So we should be familiar with this form of the word kitab. Its dual is kitabani. That's the ma'adud, the thing being counted. And the number follows it, ithnani. And we'll see in the next lesson that the feminine of ithnani is ithnatani. So if we had two cars, we would say sayaratani, ithnatani. If we had two rooms, we would say ghurfatani, ithnatani. Alright, so this is the rules for the numbers, 1 and 2. The adad, the number comes after the thing being counted, comes after the ma'adud, and it is used as a na'at, a sifa, an adjective. As far as the numbers from 3 to 10, the rules for the numbers from 3 to 10, also keeping in mind we have adad and ma'adud. But unlike 1 and 2, where the adad comes after the ma'adud, for the numbers from 3 to 10, the adad comes before the ma'adud. The adad comes first, and then the ma'adud comes second. Likewise, unlike the numbers 1 and 2, the number in 1 and 2 comes as a na'at following the ma'adud. Here, the number comes as the second part of an idafa construction. The number comes as the first part of the idafa construction. The number comes first as the mudaf, and the thing being counted, the ma'adud, comes second as mudaf ilayhi. So, in the numbers from 3 to 10, the number comes first, and the thing being counted comes second, and the relation between them is the relationship of idafa. The mudaf, the number is the mudaf, and the ma'adud is mudaf ilayhi. And we know that the mudaf ilayhi is always majrur. So what we want to say here about the ma'adud for the numbers from 3 to 10, it's always going to be the second part of an idafa construction, so we say it's mudafun ilayhi majrur. And it's also going to be plural. The numbers from 3 to 10, the ma'adud, is going to be plural. And it's also going to be opposite the number in terms of gender, in terms of tazkir and ta'anith, in terms of it being mudhakir or mu'annath, masculine or feminine. Yani the number and the thing being numbered, the adad and the ma'adud, are going to be opposite in gender. Opposite in gender, in terms of being masculine or feminine. Okay, so if the thing being counted is masculine, that means that the number is going to be feminine. And if the thing being counted, the ma'adud, is feminine, then the number is going to be masculine. So they're going to be, it's very important to remember, they're going to be opposite in gender. The numbers from 3 to 10 are going to be opposite in gender. The number comes first as the mudaf, and the thing being counted, the ma'adud, comes second as the mudaf ilayhi. Also, one final point that we want to note, and that is that the second part of the idafa construction, the ma'adud, is always going to be mudafun ilayhi majrur. As far as the first part, the adad, its case ending, its i'rab, is open. It can be marfu'un with dhamma, it can be majrurun with kasra, it can be mansub with fatah, depending on its position in the sentence. For example, if we said, three students went out. Kharaja thalathatu tullabin. Three students went out. In this sentence, kharaja is the fi'l, thalathatu is the fa'il, so it's marfu'un, and the tullab is mudafun ilayhi majrur. Kharaja thalathatu tullabin. Min thalathati buyutin. Yani three students went out. Min thalathati buyutin, from three houses. Here, in the second part of the sentence, min thalathati buyutin, yani thalathati here is the object of the preposition min, so it's majrur with kasra. And if you said, I saw three students, yani ra'aytu thalathata tulabin. Yani in this sentence, ra'aytu is the fi'l and the fa'il, and thalathata is the maf'ulun bi, mansub, the sign that it's mansub is fatah. So in each of these sentences, thalatha has a different position. In the first sentence, kharaja thalathatu. Thalathatu is the fa'il marfu'un with dhamma. In the second sentence, min thalathati buyutin. Thalathati here is the object of the preposition. It's majrur with kasra. And in the third sentence, ra'aytu thalathata. Yani here, thalathata is the maf'ulun bi mansub with fatah. So the number, in the numbers from 3 to 10, the adad, it can be marfoon with dhamma. It can be majrurun with kasra. It can be mansub with fatah. As far as the second part, yani the ma'adud, it's always mudafun ilayhi. Majroor, and it's always going to be plural. Okay, so those are the basic rules related to the numbers 1 and 2 come after the ma'adud as a na'at. 3 to 10 come before the ma'adud as the mudhaf in an idhafa construction. Okay, so those are the rules that we wanted to cover related to the numbers. The numbers from 3 to 10. So now let's look at yani the actual reading and translation of the selected text. The reading and translation of the selected text. So, our reading of the selected text in each session is intended to improve our reading skills and particularly our comprehension of what we read by number one, knowing the meaning of the vocabulary words, the individual words, and number two, by understanding the word relationships, yani the grammatical relationships between words, so that we can understand yani the correct, accurate meaning, knowing that a word is a mubtada or a word is a khabar. And what is the relationship between mubtada and khabar? Yani the mubtada is the word that you begin with, it's the thing you want to talk about, and the khabar is what you want to say about it. Yani knowing the relationship between the na'at and the man'ut, or the sifa and the mawsuf, yani that the mawsuf or the man'ut is the thing that you're talking about, and the na'at or the sifa is a description or qualification of that word that's going to follow it in order to tell us yani more about that word. So we want to look here at number one, the meanings of the individual words, vocabulary, and number two, the word relationships, the grammatical relationships between words, the preposition and the object of the preposition, and so on. So we're going to be looking at that, and primarily in this particular lesson and in the following lesson, we're going to be looking at what? We're going to be looking especially at the numbers, 1 and 2, the rules related to them, and 3 to 10 and the rules related to them. So we're going to go to page 105 of the Arabic text of the book. This text is just one page. Lesson 19 at the top of the page, it says الدرسو التاسية
عشرة
الدرسو التاسية عشرة, the 19th lesson. So in this lesson there is a conversation, right, between المدير, the principal or director or manager, and the, yeah, will be the principal in this particular context, and the مدرس, the teacher, between the mudir and the mudarris. And again, what we're going to be focusing on in this lesson primarily are the numbers 1 and 2 and 3 to 10 and the relation between the adad and the ma'adud, the relationship between the number and the thing being numbered or counted. Okay, and also any other rules that we learned in previous lessons. We might focus on a few of them if there's something significant here. So, the mudir begins by saying, kam طالباً جديداً في فصلك يا شيخ. Now again, before we translate, I just want to mention that if anybody feels confident enough not to look at the book while we're going through the reading comprehension part of this lesson, then that is really just fine. You need to practice hearing without seeing. To practice seeing if you can understand and comprehend what you hear without seeing it. If you need to look at the book, that's fine as well. Wherever you at, yani at this point, yani that you, whatever you feel comfortable with is fine. But it is good, as much as possible, to train your ear, your listening skills, to be able to understand what you hear, even if you don't see anything. Look at the book if you need to. If not, just try to listen up. And you can keep the book open if you like. And when you need, take a look at it. If you don't need it, just try to see if you can understand by just listening. So the mudir begins by saying, "Kam taliban jadidan fi faslika." Ya Shaykhu. Here I want to note a point of grammar that I didn't mention in the introduction to this lesson, and that is the word kam. Kam. Kam al-istifhamiyya. Yani the kam that's used to ask a question about the number of something. Yani kam taliban, how many students? We're asking about a number, the number of them. Kam taliban jadidan, how many new students are in your classroom, O Sheikh? This is what the principal is saying to the teacher. How many new students are in your classroom, O Sheikh? So what we want to note concerning kam is that kam istifhamiya is asking a question about the number of something, and the word that follows it, known as its tamyiz, is going to be singular and it's going to be in the accusative case. So the tamyiz of kam is going to be mufrad, singular, mansub, in the accusative case. So that's what we want to note here. Even though in English you say how many students, in Arabic the word is going to be singular. Kam taliban, and it's going to be mansub. Kam taliban jadidan. Jadidan is a not describing taliban, so it has to agree with it in four areas. Number one, it has to agree with it in being masculine or feminine. Here it's masculine. It has to agree with it in being definite or indefinite. Here it's indefinite with tanween. And it has to agree with it in being, yani in i'rab, being marfu'un, majrurun, or mansub. Here it is, mansub. And the fourth matter, which we didn't study up until now, but the fourth matter that the not must agree with the man'ut in, is in number, in being any singular, dual, or plural. So we see that taliban is singular and jadidun is also singular. The teacher answers, yani how many new students are in your classroom? He says, fihi asharatu tulabin jududin. Fihi asharatu tulabin jududin. In it, yani he is referring back to the fasl, the classroom. Fihi, yani in the classroom, in it, are asharatu tulabin, 10 students. What kind of students? Jududin, new students. 10 new students. So here what we want to note is that asharatu is a feminine number. Because why? Because the ma'dud is masculine. And to determine the number being masculine or feminine, we look at the ma'dud in its singular form. So the singular of tulab is talib, and we know clearly that talib is masculine. Therefore the number attached to it has to be feminine. Because we said what? In the numbers from 3 to 10, the adad number is going to be opposite the ma'dud in gender, in being masculine or feminine, mudhakkar or mu'annath. Okay, so we have a masculine ma'dud, therefore it has to be a feminine number. How do we know the number is feminine? The feminine numbers end with ta marbuta. Asharatu tulabin. And also, I'm going to note here that for the number 10 in the numbers from 1 through 10, the number 10, the feminine number 10, the sheen is going to have fatha. Whereas the masculine number 10 is going to have, the sheen is going to have sukoon. So if we see the number 10 come again with a feminine ma'adud, masculine number 10, without tarmabuta, that number 10 is going to be ashru. Instead of ashara, it's going to be sheen with sukoon. Ashru, yani talibatin, for example. 10 female students. We'll see that in the next lesson, inshallah. So this, the note is that the number ashru or asharatu, yani the feminine form of the number with a masculine ma'adud, is going to have fatha on the sheen. The masculine number 10 with a feminine ma'adud is going to have sukoon on the sheen. Please make note of that. Fi asharatu tulabin jududin. In it are 10 new students. So the adad here, asharatu, yani is the mudaf, and tulab, yani the ma'adud, is mudafun ilayhi majroor. It's always going to be mudafun ilayhi majroor and plural, jam'. And judud is the not describing tulab. Tulab is plural, so judud is plural. Tulab is masculine. Judud, yani, is the plural of jadid. Tulab is majroor with kasra as the mudaf ilayhi, and therefore the not describing it must also be majroor. It's indefinite with tanween, so the not has to be indefinite with tanween. Okay, let's go to the next line. The principal says, min aina hum, yani, from where are they? Where are they from? The 10 new students. Min aina hum, from where are they? Where are they from? أَكُلُّهُمْ مِنْ بَلَدٍ وَاحِدٍ Are all of them from one country? Here we have the number one coming as a not, following the ma'adud, balad. It's coming after it. One and two, the number is going to come after the ma'adud as a not. So we see balad is masculine, wahid is masculine. Yani if it was feminine, it would be wahida with ta marbuta. Baladin, yani is majroor, wahidin is majroor. Baladin is indefinite with tanween, wahidin is indefinite with tanween. So we see it's agreeing with it in everything, including in number. Balad is singular, wahid is singular. Min aynahum, akulluhum min baladin wahidin. The teacher answers, la, hum min biladin mukhtalifatin. Hum min biladin mukhtalifatin. No, they are from different countries. I want to note here that in the vocabulary that we went over in our vocabulary review at the beginning of this lesson, we said that from the new vocabulary words is mukhtalifun, mukhtalifun, different. But here we see that the word mukhtalif now has ta marbuta, mukhtalifa. And that's because it's a not describing bilad. And bilad, even though it's the plural of balad, which is masculine, but here we have the plural bilad, and it's a plural for غير عاقل, and therefore we treat it as though it's feminine singular. So we use the feminine singular form of the word مختلفون مختلفة مختلفة وتاء مربوطة. Because it's a not describing a غير عاقل plural, non-intelligent, irrational plural, noun for a plural, that's irrational. Okay, لا هم من بلاد مختلفة. And then he goes on to explain where they're from. منهم ثلاثة أو ثلاثة طلاب من الفلبين. يعني from them, from amongst those 10 new students, ثلاثة طلاب من الفلبين. Three, from amongst them are three students from the Philippines. From the Philippines, three students. Again we have the number, ثلاثة طلاب, ثلاثة feminine number with طلاب masculine معدود. The ma'adud is always going to be what? Tullabin is always going to be what? Yani, mudafun ilayhi majroor and plural. Then he says, wa arba'atu tullabin min al-yabani, and four students from Japan. Again, the adad is going to be opposite the ma'adud in gender. So the ma'adud here, tullab, is the plural of talib, it's masculine. The number has to be feminine with ta marbuta. Arba'atu tullabin من الفلبين. He goes on to say, وطالباني من الصيني, and طالباني is the مثنى of طالب, two students from China. And finally he says, وطالب واحد من ماليزيا, and one student from Malaysia. One student. Again here the number one and two come as a not following the ma'adud. So we have the ma'adud طالبون first and then the number one, يعني the adad following it as a not or an adjective. After this, the mudir says, أَفِي فَصْلِكَ طُلَّابٌ مِنْ أَمْرِيكَ. أَفِي فَصْلِكَ, are there in your classroom طُلَّابٌ, students مِنْ أَمْرِيكَ, from America? The teacher says, نَعَمْ فِيهِ سبعة طلاب من أمريكا. Yes, in it, يعني in my classroom, فيه سبعة طلاب من أمريكا. In it are seven students from America. Again, the عدد and the معدود for the numbers from 3 to 10 are opposite in gender. So سبعة is a feminine number because the معدود, يعني طلاب is the plural, طالب is masculine. Opposite in gender. The mudir says, أَهُمْ جُدُدٌ, يعني are they new, meaning new students? أَهُمْ طُلَّابٌ جُدُدٌ, are they new students? The mudarris says, لَا, هُمْ قُدَامَ. No, they are قُدَامَ. قُدَامَ we had in the vocabulary is the plural of what? قَدِيم. قُدَامَ, no, they are old students. The principal says, كَمْ طَالِبًا فِيهِ من أوروبا. How many students are in it? Yani fi faslika. How many students are in it in your classroom? Min Urubba. How many students are in your classroom from Europe? The teacher answers, fihi khamsatu tulabin min Inkaltarra, with shadda on the ra. Inkaltarra. Fihi khamsatu tulabin min Inkaltarra. In it, yani in my classroom, are 5 students from England. Wa thamaniyatu tulabin min Almania. And thamaniyatu, 8 students from Germany. Wa sittatu tulabin min Faransa. And 6 students from France. Wa tis'atu tulabin min al-Yunan. And 9 students from Greece. The principal closes by saying, Shukran ya Sheikhu. Shukran ya Sheikhu. Thank you, O Sheikh. Here I just want to note, in the last answer of the teacher, before the mudir closed out, we have the several numbers. Khamsatu tulab. Note, the adad khamsatu is mu'annath, feminine, opposite the ma'dud tulab. Likewise, thamaniyatu tulabin. Thamaniyatu is feminine, mu'annath, with the masculine ma'dud tulab. And sittatu tulabin, feminine number, masculine ma'dud. Tisatu tulabin, feminine number, masculine ma'dud. How do you know the number is feminine? It ends with ta marbuta. When we see the masculine numbers with the feminine ma'dud in lesson 20, we'll see the ta marbuta being removed from these numbers. We'll see the yani ta marbuta being removed from sittatu and tis'atu and thamaniyatu and khamsatu. We'll see these same numbers without ta marbuta. Okay, this is the end of what we wanted to read here. And primarily the focus here is on the numbers 1 and 2 coming as a nat, and 3 to 10 coming in an idafa construction. The number coming first as the mudaf, and the thing being counted, the ma'adud, coming following it as mudafu ilayhi, majroor, and yani plural, jam. In the genitive case, plural genitive case. Dan. Okay, so what we're going to do now, we're going to go to the exercises, the listening exercises and dictation skills exercises. And I'm just going to remind you that in the listening exercises, we're going to read each statement or each question or each sentence 2 times. The first time, you just listen, see if you can recognize the words, translate them in your mind. And the second time, when you're sure of what you have heard, translate it orally. No need to write anything down. Unless you want to write the numbers 1 through 5 or something like this, or 1 through 6, it should be for listening here. We're going to do 6 sentences. And just, yani when you translate, if you got it right, just put a check. If you missed it, put an X so you can see how well you did. Hopefully, inshallah, you'll get them all right. Yani inshallah, by now, our yani listening skills should have improved to yani some extent, so that we should be getting most of this right now. We should be able to comprehend what we hear, recognize it, and be able to orally translate. You don't have to write anything. All you have to do is, and you put a check if you got it right, put an X if you didn't, so you can see how well you have done, inshallah. Everybody's going to do well, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Okay, so, listening skills. Again, we're going to write from 1 through 6, if you want to keep a track of how many you got right. The first sentence. First sentence for listening skills. Minhum ثلاثة طلاب من الفلبين. Again, translate orally. منهم ثلاثة طلاب من الفلبين. يعني from them are 3 students from the Philippines. Sentence number 2. Listen up. We're going to read it twice. وأربعة طلاب من اليابان. Translate orally. وأربعة طلاب من اليابان. In English, and 4 students from Japan. Sentence number 3. وطالبان من الصين. وطالب واحد من ماليزيا. Translate orally. وطالبان من الصين and two students from China. وطالب واحد من ماليزيا and one student from Malaysia. Sentence number four. Listening skills. Just listen the first time and translate orally after that. Number four. وثمانية طلاب من ألمانيا. Translate orally. وثمانية طلاب من ألمانيا. In English, and eight students from Almania, from Germany. Sentence number five. We're going to read it twice. وستة طلاب من فرنسا. Translate orally. وستة طلاب من فرنسا. In English, and six students from France. Sentence number six, and this is going to be the final for listening skills. وتسعة طلاب من اليونان. Translate orally. وتسعة طلاب من اليونان. In English, and nine students from Greece. Okay, let's go on to the final exercise for this lesson 19. That is the dictation skills exercise. In this particular exercise, we're going to read each statement or each question or sentence. We're going to read it three times. The first time, just listen up to see if you can understand and recognize the words. Try to memorize the statement. The second time, write what you hear. Write down what you hear. Okay, we're going to have five statements or questions for this exercise. This is called Imla. So we're going to number it 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay? So again, we're going to read each one three times. The first time, just try to listen up and comprehend and recognize the words. The second time, try to write what you hear. And the third time, you can catch any words you miss or confirm that what you have written is correct. Okay, the first part, the first sentence or question from Imla is actually, it's going to be a question here. We're going to have a question and an answer. Five questions and five answers. So for the first one, number one, we're going to have a question and then we're going to have an answer. And number two, we're going to have a question and then an answer. And the same thing with three, four, and five. A question and an answer, okay? This is what it's called, dictation or Imla. Listen up the first time, write it the second time, and double check the third time. Number one. كم طالبا جديدا في فصلك يا شيخ؟ Okay, number one. Listen up. Let's try to write. كم طالبا جديدا في فصلك يا شيخ؟ Okay, third time. Let's listen up now and see if you wrote it correctly or if you missed any words, you can write them in now. The first, number one question. كم طالبا جديدا في فصلك يا شيخ؟ كم طالبا جديدا في فصلك يا شيخ؟ How many new students are in your classroom, oh Sheikh? This is still number one, the answer. The answer to number one. فيه عشرة طلاب جدد. فيه عشرة طلاب جدد. Let's write it. The answer. فيه عشرة طلاب جدد. OK, Okay, second time. This is the answer to number one. Fihi asharatu tullabin jududin. In it are 10 new students. Okay, number two. Imla, number two. Question and then answer. The question? Min ayna hum? Akulluhum min baladin wahidin? Let's try to write it. Min ayna hum? Min ayna hum? Akulluhum? Akulluhum min baladin wahidin? That's the question. We'll read it one more time so you can check what you've written. Min ayna hum? Where are they from? Akulluhum, are all of them? Min baladin wahidin, from one country or one land? The answer? La hum min biladin mukhtalifatin. Let's write it. All of them from one country? La hum min biladin mukhtalifatin. Mukhtalifa, mukhtalifatin. Okay, let's check it. Yani, where are they from? Are they all from one country? The answer, la. Hum min biladin mukhtalifatin. No, they are from different countries. Okay, number three. Question and then answer. أَفِي فَصْلِكَ طُلَّابٌ مِنْ أَمْرِيكَ. Let's try to write that. أَفِي فَصْلِكَ طُلَّابٌ مِنْ أَمْرِيكَ. Let's check it. Afi faslika. Afi faslika tullabun min America. Are there in your classroom students from America? Answer. Naam. Fihi sab'atu tullabin min America. Let's write it. Are there in your classroom students from America? Naam. Yes. Fihi sab'atu tullabin min Amerika. Let's check what we wrote. Are there in your classroom students from America? He said, Naam, yes. Fihi, in it, in my classroom, are sab'atu tullabin, 7 students, min America, from America. Number 4, short question and answer. Number 4, short question and answer. Ahum jududun? Let's write it. The question. Ahum jududun? Ahum jududun? The answer? La hum kudama. La hum kudama. With alif maksura on the end. Let's look at it one more time. The question? Ahum jududun? Are they new? The answer? La, no. Hum Kudama, they are old students. Okay, the last one, question and answer. The question, Kam Taliban, fihi min urubba. Let's write it. Come taliban. Taliban is yani accusative mansoob. Come taliban fihi min urubba. Min urubba. With shadd on the ba. Urubba. Okay, let's check it. Kam taliban fihi. Kam taliban fihi min urubba. That's the question. The answer. Fihi khamsatu tulabin min Inkaltarra. Let's write it. Fihi khamsatu tulabin min Inkaltarra. Inkaltarra. Let's look at the answer. How many students are in it in your classroom from Urubba? Fihi khamsatu tulabin. In it are 5 students. Min from Inkaltarra, from England. Okay, that is what we wanted to cover for lesson 19 from the listening skills and dictation skills exercises. Okay, let's go now, in the time that remains, to lesson 20. Let's see how we're doing for time. Good. We're halfway through the time. We have one more lesson to do. That's fine. Okay, let's go through the... let's go to the next lesson. Lesson number 20. And obviously, we're going to follow the same format. We're going to start with the brief vocabulary review for this few vocabulary words in this lesson. And then we'll... Yani, summarize again just briefly the rules for the numbers for 1 and 2 and 3 to 10, which are the same as in lesson 19, except that here we have the opposite, ma'adud. And remember, the numbers from 3 to 10 are opposite, the ma'adud in gender, in yani, at-tazkir wa ta'anith, in being mudhakkar or mu'annith, masculine or feminine. Okay, so we're going to start with vocabulary review. There are not that many vocabulary words here, but there are several plurals, maybe like 5 or 6 plurals. So we're going to look at the singulars and the plurals. Okay, we're going to look at singulars and plurals. All you have to do is listen. You don't have to look in the book. All you have to do is listen and translate orally. This is a vocabulary review. Oral translation. Arabic to English. I'll give you an Arabic word. You give me the English. Okay, the first word is gurfatu. Gurfatun. Gurfatun means a room. And its plural is what? What is the plural of gurfatun? Came in this lesson. Gurafun. Gurafun. The next word, darsun. Darsun. Meaning lesson, a lesson. And the plural of darsun, plural came in this lesson, is durusun. Durusun. The next word is ammun. Ammun. With ayn and meem with shadda. Ammun, which means an uncle, or more specifically, the father's brother, paternal uncle. And the plural that came in this lesson is, what is the plural of ammun? A'mamun. A'mamun. Taib. Let me give you a few English words and we're going to translate them into Arabic. The first word is word. Word. Yani, a word. I wrote a word. In Arabic, it is kalimatun. Kalimatun. And its plural that came in this lesson is sound feminine plural. Kalimatun. Kalimatun. Remember, the sound feminine plural is yani derived by just elongating the last letter of the word fatha vowel, elongating it, making it long, and then changing the ending from ta marbuta to ta maftuha. Kalima became kalimat. The next word is, give you an English word, you tell me the Arabic word. The English word is magazine. A magazine or a journal. A magazine in Arabic is majallatun. Majallatun with shadda on the lam. Majallatun. And its plural, which is not in this vocabulary list, is a sound feminine plural. So you can easily formulate it by what? The same thing we did with kalimatun, kalimat, majallatun, majallat. The next word is letter, yani like a letter of the alphabet. In Arabic, it is harfun, harfun. And the plural which came in this lesson, the plural of harfun, hurufun. Hurufun, like the plural of darsun is durusun. Naam. Okay, these are the vocabulary words for this lesson. I want to quickly now take a look at, just a quick review of what we just covered in terms of the numbers. Remember, the numbers for 1 and 10 are used as a not. The same thing here, except that the number 1, it's feminine, is going to be, instead of wahidun, the feminine form is wahidatun with ta marbuta on the end. And the same thing with the number ithnan, the feminine form of the number ithnan is going to be ithnatan, ithnani, ithnatani. Alright? And also, I mentioned previously in lesson 19 that the number asharatun, the feminine number 10, has fatta on the sheen. Here, the masculine number 10, ashru, is going to have sukoon on the sheen. Instead of fatta, it has sukoon. So the masculine number 10, that goes with a feminine ma'dud, it's going to be, the sheen is going to have sukoon, no vowel, ashru. As far as the feminine number 10 with a masculine ma'dud that we had in the previous lesson, it takes fatha, asharatu, asharatu. Here, ashru. Alright, otherwise the rules are the same. For 1 and 2, the number 1 comes as a not following the ma'dud, and the number 2 comes as a not following the ma'adud, or here in this case we're going to have wahidatun and ithnatani. Okay, and also the numbers for 3 to 10, we said that they are in the relationship of idhafa, the mudhaf and the mudhaf ilay. So the adad is going to come first as the mudhaf, and the ma'adud is going to come second as the mudhaf ilayhi, and it's going to be the mudhaf ilayhi, as we know from lesson 5, of the rules of idhafa, the mudhaf ilayhi is always majrur. In terms of numbers from 3 to 10, the ma'adud is going to be mudhaf ilayhi majrur, and it's always going to be plural. And it's also going to be plural. As far as the number, it can be marfu'un, mansub, or majrur, depending on its position in the sentence. Okay, so these are basically the rules that we took just a little while ago in the previous lesson. Okay, so let's now look at the reading selection for lesson number 20. The reading selection on page 109. The reading selection is on page 109. And it's just one page, as far as I can remember. It's just one page. So we're going to read it. And keep in mind that what we're going to focus on here, we want to look at the relationship between the adad and the ma'adud. For the numbers in 1 and 2, the adad is coming second as a not, describing the ma'adud. And for the numbers from 3 to 10, the adad is going to come first as the mudhaf, and the ma'adud following it as mudhaf ilayhi majrur. And then if there's anything else in this lesson, any of previous grammatical rules that we see, also we might note them. If it appears as though it might be something that we may have forgotten. But I think basically what's here is relatively simple. Okay, so let's read page 109, top of the page, Ad-Darsu Al-Ishruna. Ad-Darsu Al-Ishruna, the 20th lesson. Okay, this is a dialogue between two women, Layla and Salma. Layla and Salma. Layla begins the conversation, Ya Salma, أَفِي فَصْلِكِ طَالِبَاتٌ مِنَ الصِّينِ وَالْيَابَانِ أَفِي فَصْلِكِ And because she's addressing a female, right? So not fasli ka, fasli ki. Afi fasli ki talibatun min as-sini wal-yabani. Are there in your classroom female students from China and Japan? Yani talibat is the plural of taliba. And it's a sound feminine plural, so all you do is elongate the fatha and change the ta marbuta to ta maftuha. She answers, are there in your classroom female students from China and Japan? Na'am, fi faslina khamsu talibatin min as-sini wa arba'u talibatin min al-yabani wa thamani talibatin من إندونيسيا. نعم في فصلنا خمس طالبات من الصين. Yes, in our classroom are 5 female students from China. Notice here that the ma'dud is feminine, طالبات. So the adad has to now be masculine. So we see the ta' marbuta being removed. Instead of خمسة we have خمسو. Because why? Because the adad is always going to be opposite the ma'dud in gender and being masculine and feminine. So if the ma'dud, talibat, is feminine, the adad, the number has to be masculine, without ta' marbuta. في فصلنا خمس طالبات من الصيني وأربع طالبات من الياباني. And 4 female students from Japan. Again, talibat is feminine, ma'dud, أربع is masculine, adad. وثماني طالبات من إندونيسيا. And 8 female students from Indonesia. Again, talibat, the ma'adud is mu'annath, feminine. Therefore, the adad has to be mudhakkar, masculine. So we see here, there's no ta marbuta on the number thamani. Rather, note that the number thamani, the masculine number 8, unlike the other numbers, yani, unlike the other masculine numbers, ثلاثو, أربعو, خمسو, ستو, سبعو, here we don't see a vowel on the last letter, ثمان, ثماني. We don't see ثمانيو. It's ثماني. So please make a note of that, that there's no vowel on the number 8 for the masculine number with a feminine معدود. It's just ثماني. In the feminine number, we have ثمانية too. But here we don't have a vowel on this particular number. We see the rest of the masculine numbers have a vowel on the end of them. This one has sukun, so you have to make a note of that. Layla then asks another question. وَفِي فَصْلِنَا وَفِي فَصْلِنَا ثَلَاثُ طَالِبَاتٍ مِنَ الْهِنْدِ وَسِتُّ طَالِبَاتٍ مِنَ الْفِلِبِينِ وَسَبْعُ طَالِبَاتٍ مِنْ تُرْكِيَّ. في فصلنا ثلاث without ترمبوتا masculine عدد with feminine معدود opposite in gender يخالف في يعني تذكير وتعنيف in being masculine or feminine. It's opposite. في فصلنا ثلاث طالبات. In our classroom are 3 female students من الهندي from India وست طالبات من الفلبيني and 6 female students from the Philippines. Notice that ستو is masculine number with no tarmabuta because it's what? Opposite the ma'adud, talibatin, feminine ma'adud. وَسَبَعُ طَالِبَاتٍ مِنْ تُرْكِيَ and 7 female students from Turkey. Again, سَبَعُ masculine adad with talibatin, feminine ma'adud. Salma then asks, كَمْ أُخْتًا لَكِ يَا لَيْلَ. How many sisters do you have, O Layla? Remember, we don't say كَمْ أُخْتًا عِنْدَكَ. Yani for people we say, kam ukhtan, kam akhan, kam umman, yani lak, laka or laki, yani for you. How many sisters do you have? Ya Layla, O Layla. Layla says, li, I have thalathu akhawatin, I have 3 sisters. Thalathu, masculine adad, akhawatin, feminine ma'adud. Salma says, wa kam akhan laka, laki. And how many brothers do you have? She said, and again here, kam, remember the tamyiz of kam is always going to be singular mansub, mufrad mansub. Kam akhan, kam ukhtan. Kam akhan, laki, li, خَمْسَةُ إِخْوَةٍ. I have five brothers. إِخْوَة, يعني its form looks feminine, but remember we said the number being opposite the ma'dud is in accordance with what? The singular form of the word. So the singular form of إِخْوَة is أَخْ, and أَخْ is masculine, therefore the number خَمْسَةُ has to be feminine. خَمْسَةُ إِخْوَةٍ. Even though إِخْوَةٍ has تَرْمَبُوتَ, it looks like it's feminine, but it's the plural of a masculine noun, therefore the number, yani, has to be feminine. Salma then says, لَكِ ثَلَاثُ أَخَوَاتٍ وَخَمْسَةُ إِخْوَةٍ. You have three sisters and five brothers. Layla says, نَعَمْ. Yes. Yani, meaning, yes, that is correct. And after a pause, she says, وَكَمْ أَخًا وَأُخْتًا لَكِ. And how many brothers and sisters do you have? Salma says, لي أربعة إخوة وأربع أخوات. أربعة feminine معدود with إخوة masculine. A feminine عدد with masculine معدود إخوة. وأربع masculine عدد with أخوات feminine معدود. أربعة the feminine four. Arba'u, masculine for the number, is opposite the ma'adud in gender, and being masculine or feminine, yani mudhakkar or mu'annath. Finally, Layla says, li zamilatun ismuha khadijatu laha thamaniyatu ikhwatin wa thamani akhwatin. Li zamilatun, I have a classmate, اسمها خديجة. Her name is خديجة. لها, she has, ثمانية إخوة. Eight brothers. وثماني أخوات. And eight sisters. Again, the عدد is opposite the معدود in accordance with the singular form of the word. In accordance with the singular form of the معدود. Okay, basically this lesson, as the one preceding it, is full of, يعني, sentences, questions and answers that relate to the numbers from 1 through 10. Or the rules for 1 and 10 have their own rules, and 3 to 10 have special rules that we are mainly focusing upon here. Okay, this is the end of what we wanted to do in terms of the reading and translation of the selected text. Now we're going to go to the last two parts of this lesson, and that is looking at the, or having some practice with, listening skills exercises and dictation skills exercises. Okay, so let's look at, let's do first the, normally we do the listening skills first. Okay, so we'll do the listening skills, four of them. So you can just, if you want to number your paper from 1 through 4, just to check if you got them right. No need to write anything here. All I want you to do is listen and orally translate. Listening skills, and you're training your ear to see, yani, if you can improve your ability of comprehending what you hear without looking at the paper. So you don't need to look at your book for this exercise. Rather, you should not be looking at the book. You should just be listening and trying to orally translate. I'm going to read each statement or question or answer two times. The first time, listen up. The second time, try to translate orally. Number one, listening skills. Number one. Kam ukhten laki ya Layla. Translate orally. Kam ukhten laki ya Layla. Yani, how many ukhten, how many sisters laki do you have, O Layla? The answer, this is part of number one, the answer. Li thalathu akhawatin. Li thalathu akhawatin. I have three sisters. Number two. Just listen up. First time listen, second time translate orally. I'm going to give you the question and the answer. Number two. وَكَمْ أَخًا لَكِ. Answer. لِي خَمْسَةُ إِخْوَةٍ. Okay, translate orally the question. وَكَمْ أَخًا لَكِ. And how many brothers do you have? The answer. Translate orally. لِي خَمْسَةُ إِخْوَةٍ. I have five brothers. Number three. Question and answer. First time, listen up. Second time, translate orally. لَكِ ثَلَاثُ أَخَوَاتٍ وَخَمْسَةُ إِخْوَةٍ. And that's actually a statement, not a question. Laki thalathu akhawatin. Translate orally. Laki thalathu akhawatin wa khamsatu ikhwatin. And you have 3 sisters and 5 brothers. The second part of number 3 is going to be Na'am wa kam akhan wa ukhtan laki. Na'am wa kam akhan wa ukhtan laki. Na'am, yani yes, that's correct. I have 3 sisters and 5 brothers. Wa kam akhan wa ukhtan laki. And how many brothers and sisters do you have? Okay, the last part of this listening skills exercise is going to be 2 statements. Alright, the first statement, first part of it, li arba'atu ikhwatin wa arba'u akhawatin. Translate orally. Li arba'atu ikhwatin wa arba'u akhawatin. I have 4 brothers and 4 sisters. The second statement, li zamilatun ismuha khadijatu. Translate orally. Li zamilatun ismuha khadijatun. I have a classmate, her name is Khadija. We're going to stop here with this in terms of the listening skills exercises, and we're going to go to dictation. Okay, now we're going to be writing, so hopefully you have a pad or a notebook that you can write in. Okay, you can number it 1, 2, 3, maybe 4, I'm not sure, at least 3 sentences. The first one, again, here we're going to read each sentence, statement, or question 3 times. The first time, just listen up. Try to make sure you recognize the words, comprehend them. Second time, try to write. And third time, you have a chance to double-check what you have written or to catch any words that you missed and write them in. First sentence, this is imla. No looking at the book. Just listen up. Try to write what you hear. Ya Salma, afi fasliki talibatun min as-sini wal-yabani. Okay, now let's try to write. Ya Salma. Ya Salma. Afi fasliki. Afi fasliki. Talibatun. من الصين واليابان. Okay, that's the first. We got first thing we're going to write for Imla. Okay, let's check it now. يا سلمى أفي فصلك طالبات من الصين واليابان. Number two is going to be an answer to that question. This answer is kind of long, so maybe we'll break it down into a couple of parts, maybe 2 and 3. Yeah, at least, because it's a little bit long. I'm going to read it the first time, and then I'm going to read it again in parts, okay? The answer for number 2 and 3. Okay, for number 2, we're going to just take the first part of the answer. For number 3, we're going to take the second part of the answer. For number 2, Na'am fi faslina khamsu talibatin min as-sini. That's going to be for number 2. Na'am fi faslina khamsu talibatin min as-sini. Let's write it. Na'am. في فصلنا نعم في فصلنا 5 طالبات من الصين. Okay, let's check what we wrote for number 2. Na'am fi faslina khamsu talibatin min as-sini. That's for number two. Number three, we're going to continue to answer. That's going to be sentence number three for Imla. Wa arba'u talibatin min al-yabani. Wa arba'u talibatin min al-yabani. Let's write it. Wa arba'u, without ta marbuta. Wa arba'u talibatin من اليابان. Let's check what we wrote for number three. وَأَرْبَعُ طَالِبَاتٍ مِنَ الْيَابَانِ. So for number two we should have written نَأَمْ فِي فَصْلِنَا خَمْسُ طَالِبَاتٍ مِنَ الصِّينِ. And for number three we should have written وَأَرْبَعُ طَالِبَاتٍ مِنَ الْيَابَانِ. For number four, we're going to write وَفِي فَصْلِنَا ثَلَاثُ طَالِبَاتٍ مِنَ الْهِنْدِ. Okay, let's write it. وَفِي فَصْلِنَا وَفِي فَصْلِنَا ثَلَاثُ طَالِبَاتٍ مِنَ الْهِنْدِ. من الهند. Let's check it. وفي فصلنا ثلاث طالبات من الهند. Let's make number five. The last thing we're going to write for Imla here. We're going to continue that sentence. وَسِتُّ طَالِبَاتٍ مِنَ الْفِلِبِّينِ. Let's try to write that. وَسِتُّ طَالِبَاتٍ مِنَ الْفِلِبِّينِ. من الفلب والشد on the ba بيني فلبيني. Again, number five. وست طالبات من الفلبيني. نعم. Okay, this is what we wanted to cover for today, in terms of yani lesson 19 and 20. So this is the end of what we wanted to cover for today. And actually, we're finishing a little bit early, so we still have some time left. In order to benefit from that time, let's read a little bit. Let's read a little bit, yani just as a practice drill. Practicing listening. I'm sorry, I just noticed here. Assalamu alaikum. When can we expect the recording of previous classes for MB1 reading? The recording for previous classes. Okay, I mean, if you mean the previous classes from this particular course, yani Medina Book 1 Reading Comprehension. Most of those recordings, I think, I don't normally check the Mixler, but most of those recordings are on the show reels. I think most of them are there, but maybe they're not well organized and labeled. So the best thing to do is to go to our website. And the easiest thing to do is to go to our website, islamlecture.com. Islam, I-S-L-A-M, lecture, L-E-C-T-U-R-E.com. Not Islamic lecture, islamlecture.com. If you go there, and also our website, our original name of our website is As-Sunnah As-Sahiha. Due to the fact that some people had trouble and you're getting the spelling correctly all the time, so yani we're using, you can easily get it by just putting in islamlecture.com. If you go there, then you'll see on the home page a series of topics, Aqidah and Manhaj, Tree of Faith, Characteristics of the Worshippers, Ar-Rahman. You go down the line until you see Arabic courses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10th. It's the 10th topic, Arabic courses. If you go to our website, islamlecture.com, and hit the link, Arabic courses, then you'll see a number of Arabic courses. Let's begin to read Arabic. Full course review sessions, Medina Book 1 from 1441. Then we have the Sharh of Medina Book 1 from 1442. And under that we have Medina Book 1 Reading Comprehension. So if you go there, Medina Book 1 Reading Comprehension, and you open that up, then you'll find sessions 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, so probably we're missing sessions number 8 and 9. I'll try to contact the brother that deals with the website and remind him to please post sessions 8 and 9. Please, I'll ask him to please post sessions 8 and 9, and today's session's 10. Okay, so at least 8 and 9, inshallah, hopefully we'll try to get them up before the day is over. And maybe in the next couple of days, number 10, because the audio has to be reduced in size and stuff like that, so that it's easy to upload and download. But at least for sessions 8 and 9, we'll try to get them up before the end of the day, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. I mean, the brother who's doing our website, uploading the courses, the audios and stuff like that, is overseas. So, yani right now it's like 10 o'clock there. Hopefully we can catch him before he retires and see if we can, he can get it up, yani tonight before he sleeps. Hopefully, if not, then in the morning. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Okay, so, that's in reference to the previous sessions, and I honestly didn't realize that the last two sessions weren't posted. So thank you for the reminder, and inshallah we're going to try to get it right up. So we still do have a few minutes left, and I don't want to get too sidetracked. I'd like to go back and just read a little bit as a listening skills exercise. I'd like to go back and just read a little bit. From a previous lesson. Let's go back and read a little bit from a previous lesson. Yep. Alright, so what I want you to do, I just want you to listen up. I don't need to tell you what lesson I'm reading from. You don't need to look for it. All you need to do is listen and see if you can comprehend what we are reading here. Alright, so I'm trying to find a lesson that is not too long and not too short. Okay. I didn't think we were going to finish any so early today. But in any case, okay. So let's read from a recent lesson that we had. It's not that long. Now. So I'm going to read just a little bit, and I want you to just try to translate orally what I am reading. Okay, I'm not telling you what lesson I'm reading from. It doesn't really matter. You may recognize it anyway when you hear it. You've studied these lessons before. Just try to translate orally. The speaker says, لِمَنْ هَذِهِ الْأَكْلَامُ يَا مُحَمَّدُ. Again, لِمَنْ هَذِهِ الْأَكْلَامُ يَا مُحَمَّدُ. Meaning, to whom belong these pens, O Muhammad? Muhammad responds, هِيَ لِي يَا أُسْتَاذُ. هِيَ لِي Ya Ustadhu, they belong to me, O teacher. The teacher says, Hiya Jamilatun Jiddan. Hiya Jamilatun Jiddan. They are very beautiful. And after a pause, the teacher goes on to say, وهذه الكتب الجديدة أهي لك؟ Again, وهذه الكتب الجديدة أهي لك؟ And these new books, are they also yours? Do they also belong to you? Muhammad responds, لا. هي لحامد. No, they belong to Hamid. The teacher says, أين دفاتركم يا إخوانو؟ Again, أين دفاتركم يا إخوانو؟ Where are your notebooks, O brothers? One of them responds, هي هنا على هذا المكتب. Again, هي هنا على هذا المكتب. They are here, يعني the دفاتر. They are here on this table. This is a recent lesson that we had not long ago, so inshallah it should be somewhat familiar to you. I hope that everybody found relative ease in the lesson today, especially in the listening skills and dictation skills. I think everybody is much more proficient in the reading and comprehension from the book itself, reading from the book. But we do want to increase our ability to comprehend what we hear without seeing it. And this is, listening skills are very, very important in Arabic, because maybe you're going to be listening to the Quran, or you're going to be listening to a dars or a muhadara, and there's not going to be any text. The teacher or the sheikh or whoever is just going to be speaking. And we need to train ourselves to be able to comprehend what we hear, even if we don't have any text in front of us. Okay, I'm going to stop here. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us all firm upon that which is pleasing to Him. Yani to multiply our good deeds, to pardon our shortcomings, to elevate our station with Him in this world and in the next life, and to keep us firm, steadfast upon the Sirat al-Mustaqim until we reach the destination, and until we return to Him in a condition of being pleased with Him and pleasing to Him. Let us be reminded that with the culmination or the completion of the month of Ramadan, it doesn't mean that we have to end those good things that we were doing in Ramadan, the fasting, the prayers in the night, the reading of Quran, and dhikr, and ad-du'a, sadaqah, and so on. These things should continue to the best of our ability. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make a sign of the acceptance of our fasting and prayers and worship in Ramadan. A sign of His acceptance of that is perhaps might be that He gives us success in continuing to do some of those things to some extent, even if not at the same level of Ramadan. After the completion of Ramadan, that a person remains upon that khair, that goodness that we establish during the blessed month of Ramadan. May Allah grant each of you success in your studies, and more importantly, in your worship and in your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.